This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
When 19-year-old Ron Easton landed in Vietnam, he was eager to prove himself.
Thought I knew everything, thought I was invincible.
And how long did that last?
Not long. Not long.
Easton's service was cut short when his hut was bombed, crushing his leg. He came home with a bum knee and indelible memories.
I've worked almost a lifetime to forget, or to put it where it belongs. War, you're going to see death, and a lot of it. You're going to see the ugliest side of man that you would ever want to see.
He thinks that's why he waited to pay a visit to the Vietnam Memorial.
I did not make my first trip until 2012 because I didn't want to remember. I just didn't want to.
Easton lost two friends in Vietnam and longed to see their names on the wall.
When you go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, there's an outer ring, and I stood on that outer ring for probably an hour and a half before I could even approach the wall.
A few years ago, Easton's memories troubled him anew, and he made a second trip.
Standing there, again, I put it back to, at 67 years old, I'm able to feel. I'm able to express myself. I'm able to live life where a lot of people aren't. So I kind of adapted the attitude that I'm not only living for me, I'm living for them.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ampers.org.